ourselves, we are, I wouldn't say dire, but we're not making any money. Simple as that. That is the position we're in. We are working for nothing.
And that's because of supermarkets, conglomerates? What's forcing the price of milk down?
If we speak to the dairy, they say it's a global market. They say that's how it is all over the world, obviously. But if you say, are you chucking my milk away because they say there's too much, they say no. So, as far as I'm concerned, there's not too much milk about. Supermarkets do drive the price down. Simple as that.
So, what would you like to see done? Do you think it starts with the supermarkets, or does it start with us as consumers?
I think it starts with the supermarket, because you as a consumer, you wouldn't notice really if 2 pence a litre went on a price of a litre of milk in the supermarket. So, but of course, as per normal, the supermarkets never pass it on to us. We're always the first hit. They tell us what we're going to get paid. We don't dictate the price. And we just have to take it on the chin every time.
And there's nothing you can do as sort of a group of farmers, as the NFU? You have sort of no comeback?
It never seems to work. It just never happens. It seems to be a vicious circle. Every so many years, this happens. And a whole load of people go out of business because it is unviable. And it's as simple as that. And then, of course, it comes back up. We all start thinking, oh, this is okay. And then they pull the rug from under your feet again.
Where do you see the future of dairy farming? If, like you say, every time this happens, people are going out of business and farms are having to shut.
I honestly don't know, is the truthful answer. I don't know. We will survive. I can honestly stand here and say I work for nothing. I earn my money elsewhere away from the farm. I have to. But I still am here every day to milk the cows. It's my choice. But I'm fortunate enough to be able to do that. I don't know how many other people are. Quite fortunate I've been brought up. If we can't afford it, we don't have it. So we're not into the bank in a big way. There's a lot of people out there that are into the bank, and the banks are going to want their money back in a minute.
And I guess we're talking about a lot of businesses which have been in families for generations. Dairy farming, I assume, tends to be that way. And we're looking at family businesses potentially being lost.
We are. I mean, I'm the fourth generation here. There is another generation. Of course, I'd be disappointed if they didn't carry it on, but I wouldn't blame them, because there's an easier way of making a living than doing this.
I mean, you said that as consumers, there's not a great deal we can do, and would we notice the price of milk if it did go up a couple of pence. But do you think maybe we should look at the price in our local supermarket and think about potentially, I don't know, using a milkman or going to a farm shop or finding other ways so that we are paying the right price?
But the supermarkets hold the lion's share, don't they? It's convenience. Everybody goes there. Oh, while we're here, we'll have our bread, we'll have our milk. That's what you do, isn't it? You know, you can't blame the consumer for that.
If dairy farms are going out of business,
which they are,
where is our milk going to come from in the future?
It will come across the water, but there's always people going to do it. There always will be. And I just hope that if it comes across the water, it's only in a processed form as opposed to a liquid form, where at the moment you won't find a better industry than the British dairy industry, because we are so regulated and quality controlled that what is in the shops is good quality. Now, they can bring it in. Who knows what comes from Europe?